The United Nations warns that the Palestinian territories are on the verge of economic collapse. 5 months of fighting and an Israeli-imposed closure on the West Bank and Gaza have cost tens of thousands of people their jobs. One UN envoy says without aid, the deterioration could lead to chaos and anarchy. NPR's Jennifer Ludden visited the Gaza Strip and has this report.
In a tiny butcher shop on a dirt road in the Khan Yunis refugee camp, Mohammed Massoud sharpens his knife. It's habit, really. Massoud scoffs that all day he's hardly cut a slab from the cow parts hanging in the storefront. Business is down 60%.
I'll tell you now, meat is something that was something luxury now. Only the big guys, even the big ones, can buy it now.
A grim-faced middle-aged man interrupts to confirm this. Khalil Abu Sayyid says, my wife and daughters have sold their gold jewelry to buy food. Abu Sayyid used to work in construction in Israel, but says since the Intifada, he hasn't been allowed in to work even 1 hour. 120,000 civil servants and their families are also at risk. Palestinian economist Mohammed Shtaya says the Palestinian Authority, or PA, is running a deficit of $50 million a month. Some ministry phones and faxes have been cut off for unpaid bills. Development projects have stopped cold. Shtaya says so far salaries have been paid, weeks late, thanks to emergency aid, but he cannot say where the money will come from for February's paychecks.
If it comes to liberty or bread, it's very clear to all of us that we are ready to fast.
The United Nations has appealed to Israel to lift its crippling closure on the territories, but after a Palestinian driver plowed into a bus stop near Tel Aviv last week, killing eight, Israel tightened the blockade. Israel's also ignored international pressure to unblock tax revenues it collects for the PA. It owes $340 million on goods that have passed through Israeli ports. But Israeli officials first want the PA to crack down on gunmen and re-imprison dozens of militants. Economist Shtaya sees no justification.
This money is not Israeli donation to Palestine. This money is actually our money. And these people who say this, if they think they have the right to confiscate land of our people, they think they have the right to take our money.
Last fall, in a high-profile gesture, Arab states pledged $1 billion in aid, but that, too, is on hold. Arab officials have quietly made clear they do not trust the notoriously corrupt Palestinian Authority to distribute the aid. It's an allegation heard increasingly. 5 months of hardship has not only sharpened anger against Israel, it's also unleashed a spate of criticism against the Palestinian Authority. There is less tolerance for ministry officials who cruise by in shiny new Mercedes, heading home to sprawling stucco villas. Anonymous pamphlets accuse leading figures of corruption. One, infamous for stealing state money, was gunned down in daylight. Ismail Abu Shanab of the militant group Hamas says the reaction to that was telling.
When Hisham Mickey was assassinated, nobody cried for him, although he has many friends, but nobody cried for him. So this is a lesson, and I hope they began to absorb it or understand it.
Hamas used to be a radical fringe, but its standing has improved as peace talks collapsed into conflict. Now Abu Shanab expresses a widely held view when he questions the very legitimacy of the Palestinian Authority. The PA, he notes, was born of the Oslo Peace Accords and was due to hold new elections 2 years ago when Oslo envisioned statehood. With Oslo declared dead, Abu Shanab and others wonder where that leaves the PA's legislators and bureaucrats.
I feel that they lose all their credibilities, but we need to sustain the system, because if it collapses, it means the chaos. Because on the ground, and nobody can control the situation.
Law and order is already breaking down. Israel's army says Palestinian security officials are involved in an increasing number of attacks against its soldiers or Jewish settlers. If policemen go unpaid, some analysts say Hamas or Islamic Jihad may find easy recruits. Israel says it must blockade the Palestinian territories to safeguard its own citizens. But back outside the butcher shop in Khan Yunis, There is defiant dismissal of such reasoning. I don't want to die of hunger, says Hussein Abu Rus. If I can't feed my children, I'll attack anyone I have to change things. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Gaza.